Daily Light, December the 21st, morning. And your days of mourning shall be ended. In the world you will have tribulation. The whole creation has been groaning together in the pain of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For while we are still in this tent, we groan being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made themselves white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor the scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And your days of mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 60:20 and John 16:33, Romans 8:22-23, 2 Corinthians 5:4, Revelation 7:14-17. Daily Light, December the 21st, evening. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Mark 4:38. And Psalm 145:9. Genesis 9:3. Genesis 8:22. Nahum 1:7. Genesis 21:17-19. Matthew 6:31-32. 1 Timothy 6:17.